When I heard who was starring in Anything But Love, I expected it to be anything but bad. Jamie Lee Curtis is a good comic actress, and Richard Lewis is the funniest neurotic stand-up comedian since Woody Allen. So putting the two together, I thought, would make Anything But Love one of the most cutting-edge comedies on television. Sort of a late night with David Letterman mixed with a fish called Wanda. The pilot episode, though, isn't exactly what you'd call cutting edge. It's more like cookie cutter, stamped from the same assembly line mold as dozens of other TV sitcoms. Jamie Lee Curtis plays Hannah Miller, an ex-school teacher who decides to try her hand at being a writer. Richard Lewis plays Marty Gold, who's a star writer at Chicago Monthly Magazine. After meeting Hannah on a plane, he invites her to visit the magazine the next day to apply for a researcher's job. She does. If she didn't, there wouldn't be a series. The magazine's editor, played by Louis Giambalva, is a typical tough guy. He calls her a broad and a ditz and starts ushering her out of his office. Except that when the door slams, she's still on the inside.
I can take being called a broad, but nobody calls me a ditz. You obviously just don't know who you're talking to. I am not some airhead dilettante from the North Side. My father is a cop. I taught the inner cities, 3 tours. Most people burn out after one. I've worked all my life. I know life. I know people. I read this book. I loved it. I am the perfect person for this job, unless, of course, you would just rather have some snot-nosed brat that you can push around, in which case I should just go home.
Now this is where, on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Lou Grant says to Mary Richards, "You've got spunk." I hate spunk. So what does this editor say?
"You've got a little bit of spittle just coming out of the corner of your mouth."
Same idea. Anything But Love has a lot of same ideas. It also has a lot of dialogue that sounds funny but doesn't sound natural. Robin Williams, Bill Cosby, and Roseanne Barr had styles of comedy that transferred well from stand-up to sitcom. Richard Lewis should, too, but the writers have to work on delivering character as well as punchlines.
Wait a minute, you dreamt about me?
I was Japanese. My mother was Rodan. She had these huge orthopedic wings, and she had lipstick on her beak, and she's pecking away. It's like, you never call, you never write. Hey, you take me to this cave. We're having mimosas with Fred Flintstone and Alice.
It's Fred and Wilma.
No, Alice is my girlfriend. Although I find Wilma quite attractive, too. It's like bone in her hair, I think.
Another problem, I think, is that Curtis and Lewis are cast as friends. If they were newsroom rivals, they'd be able to attack and undercut each other, rather than just trade jokes. There's nothing wrong with the stars of Anything But Love. It's the script that needs work. If this Chicago Monthly editor really knew what he was doing, he'd hold the script in his hands and scream, "Get me rewrite." That's what Lou Grant would have done.